First public hearing is conditional use number 1843, Ronald Simmons.
Yes, this is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an awning and sunroom retail business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.14 acres more or less, lying southeast of Road 266, also known as New Road, 2,600 feet northeast of Road 266A, also known as Lynn Road. Gentlemen, we have received three agency comments on this application. First one being from DLDOT, Department of Transportation. It's in the form of a support facilities report. It was dated August 12th of 2008. The reference made was New Road from Delaware 1 to Lewistown limits. A traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service is level of service B and will not change as a result of this application. From the Sussex Conservation District, we are advised by memorandum dated July 16th of 2010 that there are two soil types on this project or property. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation. That there is no storm flood hazard area or tax ditch affected. That it may not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memorandum was a copy of some aerial photographs, a soil map, and related map legend, and references to the soils and references to prime and other important farmland. From the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, we also received a memo that was received on July 15th. Makes reference to this application, the location, the tax map, the use of the property proposed. The site is not located in a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer district. Central sewage has not been extended to the area. The proposed project is not in an area where the county expects to provide sewer service. The parcel is in the growth and annexation area of the city of Lewis, and the city could provide central sewer service at some future time. It also suggests that the applicant contact the city of Lewis for their requirements and plans for sewer service in connection to that system, and that a concept plan is not required. This memo was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And also, for the record, I have passed down to the commissioners a copy of the survey showing the improvements on the property and a proposed garage and storage building. And that's all I have. Unless you have questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. Is there someone here representing this application? Yes, sir. Step right up. Give us your name and address. And
hello, gentlemen. Good evening. My name is Ronald Simmons, and I live at 16083 New Road, Lewis.
All right, sir. You have heard what our director had read into the record about your application. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, yes. Basically, I have been in business for about 9 years. Most of it's in-home sales for awnings and for factory sunrooms. We have been storing some of our supplies in another building on my friend's property, which is the farm to the rear. We want to add additional storage, and I'm working out of a little bedroom in my house, so we want to be able to convert the existing garage into an office space. The showroom aspect of it would be adding a sunroom to the front and putting a couple awning displays inside that area where the garage and the sunroom come together. And basically, traffic-wise, minimal. We may get 5 or 10 people in a week's time that would want to come over and take a look at our awnings or this, the way the sunrooms are made. Otherwise, we're not really selling anything from this location. It's just to be able to enlarge some space so we have room to work, because I have like three of us that work out of like one room. And then we need the storage so I can keep everything together, supplies that come in, which consist of awnings, like patio-type awnings, and some components for modular sunrooms, which is really the extent of my business. So I really don't sell anything directly from a location like this. In the past, we've done home shows, and we do a lot of advertising in newspapers. And as I said, it's mostly me going out and calling on homeowners and providing awnings and sunroom services for them. I do have pictures showing proposed locations on my plot. I have pictures of the existing property, and I have some renderings from a design person showing what we'd like to do. Should I pass them around, or I have multiple?
We would give them to our council, and he'll decide whether or not we can see them.
Okay. Oh, I see. It's, all right, they're in packet. I didn't know there would be
something.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
And there are some photos of the existing dwelling.
Oh,
and the
behind it.
Garage right there.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay.
I may have to share one. Just share one.
While the commission's looking at that, just for the record, it looks like a petition signed by several folks in the neighborhood, which I'll pass down and will make part of the record, that explains the little bit of background with regard to the application. And after that summary, the folks that signed it have stated, I'm aware that text and maps of the application are available for you, and by signing below, I have no objection to the proposal.
Okay.
So. If I might, those are all the neighbors around me, because most of it's farmland, and one of the neighbors is the farmer that I bought the property from,
okay.
Which is William.
Is there anyone else here with an interest in this application this evening? I think you've probably seen this.
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to let anyone who would like to look at this, if you have an interest in it, feel free. I'll put it right there if you want to take a look. All right, sir. Does that conclude your presentation for the moment?
Well, unless you have any questions.
Well, we're going to get to that.
Okay. Yes, I believe
we're going to get to it right now if you're done.
I think so.
Mr. Whaley, if I could, just real quick, there's some stuff in here that I don't think you want part of the record necessarily. So, yeah, thanks.
Well, this pertains to my ability, agreement to use the my neighbor's driveway for egress. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, sir. We'll start with Mr. Burton.
All right. Well, that was kind of one of my questions. Is the you got to wait a minute? Let me have that back. The driveway that's the, I would guess, the 50-foot driveway that's not on your property?
Well, I have a driveway that's on my property.
Right.
And that goes up to the existing garage in question that we're trying to convert. And then there is a driveway adjacent to that, or I should say parallel to it. And that goes back 400 feet probably. I have a document agreement to that I'm permitted to use that for as long as I own the property, with an agreement that I help maintain that driveway. And that driveway, my property goes back, a couple hundred feet, or maybe that's what the 260 feet is.
260 feet.
Okay. So to the termination of the rear boundary of my property, I have permission to use that driveway in perpetuity as long as I am the owner of this property.
Is that the gentleman whose name appears on your petition? Is
William
that the
Truitt?
Same William Truitt?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And there was a license agreement that was in the records.
Yeah, actually, I basically bought my home from him, and that was part of our settlement.
Okay.
So that driveway what would be the purpose of that driveway? Would that be your main entrance?
That driveway would be, not for anyone visiting our office per se, But for any kind of deliveries or my crews to come in and pick up material out of those overhead doors, because that's really the best way to get to it from that side of the proposed pole building, which is what it would be, garage.
How many of those deliveries do you get? I mean, is there
awnings? It's a seasonal business. My awning business, I might get two trucks a week, and those are box trucks. They come from Triglia. Well, I say box trucks. Actually, they're small. There's either a large box truck or a small tractor trailer, and they would be able to pull in there and unload the awnings. At this point, they run them all the way back to the end of the driveway and put them in William's pole building, which he erected a couple years ago. So we're trying to switch it around. Otherwise, as far as sunroom components, I would say maybe at this level, maybe a couple a month. And those are box trucks that come out of either Philadelphia or other location.
So you're going to build or put one of your sunrooms on and then build the 40 by 60 shop, essentially.
Yeah, it's mostly for storage. Yeah, we don't really do any kind of work there, but it's mostly to bring materials in from the vendors and then send them back out to be installed on people's homes.
Okay.
Okay.
How many employees are you going to have in this building?
Actual showroom, there would be, at present, there's three of us.
That includes you?
That includes me.
Is there septic there? Are you going to?
Yeah.
To the back?
There is. It's at my existing home. I have no present plans to put in a running water or bathroom into the new area.
So as far as manufacturing, you are not manufacturing. You're just
no, we don't make
assembling.
Anything. Yeah, and all that is actually most of my products are pre-manufactured panels for sunrooms. So they're basically modules and roof panels, and those come in, and then we take them to the job site by truck, and then we put them together. You know, either the person has a deck or they need it built from the ground up. That's all done on the job site. As far as awnings are concerned, they come in a box that's usually very long, depending on the length of the awning. It's about a foot square, and we stack them, and then we send them out one or two at a time on a daily basis to install them at the homeowner's home.
Are you planning any lighting or any? You're going to change up the lighting?
Well, you mean internally or exterior?
In the whole property.
Yeah, well, inside, of course, we're going to have lighting and so forth. And in the warehouse area, we're going to have just some basic overhead lights and probably some sconces on the doors, just typical. Maybe some floods. I have floods on my garage building right now that aim towards the driveway. And it would be probably in that type of a situation to just, add to that, I guess.
To expand upon that for you?
Yes.
What the question related to security lighting and how it's directed so that we know that it's screened and downward illuminated so that it doesn't project on neighbors or...
Yeah, I mean, that's not a problem. I actually don't have any neighbors that are even that close enough to bother them. I mean, we're 200 feet to the one side to my next neighbor, and from the garage the other direction is probably at least 150, 200 feet. And then behind me is nothing but farm, and across the street is nothing but farm.
Okay. And is there any plan for a sign?
Well, actually, right now we have a little sign. It's like, I think it's like 3 feet by, 2 feet by 3 feet.
And yeah, that would stay?
That will stay, yeah. As far as any other sign, I wouldn't know what I would be permitted to have. Yeah, I'm not going to put a big neon flashing sign or anything like that.
Have you contacted the city of Lewis?
I'm not in city limits.
One of the recommendations from John
Engineering
was to contact because they're bringing their Lewis is planning on providing the sewer, I would guess.
No, I haven't.
Sometime in the future.
Is
sometime in the future, but it's...
Maybe.
I wasn't aware of that opportunity.
It was just a, it's just a suggestion.
Yeah, don't worry about it. That they contact them just for information, for your benefiting, so you would know if they are going to provide sewer service sometime in the future.
I'm really not looking forward to the day when I have to pay for additional sewer lines, but I don't think anybody does, but no problem.
The what would be your hours of operation?
We would want to have it open from probably from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and half a day Saturday, available for people to come and look.
When was the beginning time?
9 o'clock?
9?
Yeah, 9 o'clock. Now, my crews come in actually around 7:30 to pick up their materials to start their day. And then they would stop back in probably by 3:30 or 4 at the end of the day, and that's it.
So 7 to 5 would catch everybody?
Pardon me?
7 to 5 would catch everybody?
Well, yeah.
And then half day Saturday? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just morning?
Pardon me?
Is that just morning on Saturdays typically?
We don't really... As far as my men working Saturdays, most often they do not.
So just in
But we would want to have hours so people could come in and look at our products on Saturdays, because we have a lot of weekenders or people that work.
Yeah, would that be morning, afternoon, or split?
It would be if we have Saturday hours, which we will for the shop if this is approved. I mean, I'm not going to be the shop for the showroom area, the office. Those hours would be on Saturday probably like 10 to 4. Not a full day, but probably something like 10 to 4.
I have no further questions at this time.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Smith.
No questions.
Mr. Ross.
You mentioned the easement is as long as you own the property.
Yes.
Do you plan on selling your business or passing it on to children or heirs?
Well, I don't have any heirs or children to pass it on to. Maybe when I retire, I'm 54, maybe, and I figure I have another 10 to 12 years at least before I would be considering what I would then at that point do with the business. And then that would be an issue that would have to be determined with the new owners and with the existing property owner, who's William Truitt, that owns that driveway.
I don't know, Mr. Chairman, how we would handle an expiration of the conditional use on a change of ownership. I don't recall us doing that.
Well, conditional use wouldn't expire unless the use ceased to be used that way. It runs with the land as long as that's being used that way. As far as the expiration of a licensing agreement with his neighbor, that's really isn't anything that we would have any. Don't believe we have any jurisdiction over, but it's something that I'm sure that the applicant will want to think about later on if he does want to pass it on. And by the way, are you available for adoption?
I am.
It's just to let you know, he's available for adoption.
Okay. Actually, good one. Actually, I have thought about it, and if we've left enough room between my existing house.
Hold on, here.
No, I'm not saying. No, I've thought about not the adoption.
But I'd be older than my dad.
I don't think you'll get much out of me. I have thought about, you know, down the future, if for some reason, and I'm sure how that works, if William Truitt were to sell his property, if I would still have the rights to use his driveway.
Well, those are all issues that you and Mr. Truitt need to work out because he's a street.
But on the other hand, we've left enough room on the plan so that I could continue my driveway to the left of building and go back that way, and we'd have garage doors on the back.
You've got a plan B.
Yeah, so that's.
No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Lang.
You made reference when you first started that you're using a barn on your neighbor's property.
Pardon me?
You referenced earlier that you're using a barn on your neighbor's property for storage.
Well, he put up a pole building 30 by 40 feet a couple of years ago.
Right, but that's not part of this application. And
it's got nothing to do with it.
What material stored in that building will, if this is approved, will be stored on your property?
That's correct.
Otherwise, it would be a violation on his property.
Of course, yeah. He's doing it for me as a favor. Actually, all his junk is in my garage, which... and my stuff's in his garage. It's kind of weird. But that we want to flip.
All right, sir. Mr. Abbott, any questions?
No questions.
All right, sir. Counsel?
Just this is sort of a question for Lawrence. I mean, with the the driveways, I think DelDOT's going to have something to say about that, too.
Well, they will. No, yeah, DelDOT, if it gets the approval, you have to go back to DelDOT, and DelDOT would have to grant a use, and which driveway they may use, they may want to close one.
That's what I was thinking.
You have to be careful what they approve.
Right.
Because typically, they don't do they don't do what you call circular drives.
Right.
So they may get more specific and may require you to get something official from your neighbor that's recorded as a recorded easement that's permanent into perpetuity that would serve his property and yours at his entrance. It may close yours.
I mean, I have this letter. I don't know the exact meaning of it.
You'd have to go to DelDOT, get their approval.
You're fine.
And they would make conditions of approval that you would have to do some legal documentation to record it if they do require to use that as just one access. But they like a fewer number of entrances on any road is what they like.
Right, and we're not planning to add any more at this time.
Unfortunately, that's all beyond the scope of this body. If you think this has been fun, you wait till you get to DelDOT. All right, sir.
That's all. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
If you'll take a seat nearby.
Thank you, gentlemen.
See if anybody has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1843, Ronald Simmons? Yes, ma'am. Step right up.
You need to
come up to the podium, give us your name and address, and then you may have the floor.
Sorry, I'm Mrs. William Truitt, and I approve this. I'm in favor of it.
Okay.
I think it's a good thing.
And you live next door? Is that right?
30 years, yes.
Okay. All right, then.
No problem. Thanks.
Good, ma'am. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1843? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.